good day to all of you poker aficionados out there. We are Camp Hold'em. They call me the Grouch.
I am Tipsy Tilter.
And I am Fish.
You're listening to Uber Radio, Metro Manila's first and only podcast dedicated to poker.
Happy New Year to all. We have a great show in store for you today, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
We want to greet all our friends out there, namely A55 Poker, Poker Filipinas, Fata, JG Poker, the Pit Boss Group, and to all of you tuning in right now.
For those of you who don't know us, we are Camp Hold'em. We are a bunch of guys who, with a lot of spare time in our hands in hopes of making a small contribution to our growing poker community.
Speaking of growing poker community, been a really big boom in the poker industry right now.
I guess it's a good time for us to tell our listeners out there about how it all began and what was the poker scene the past year.
I think last year it all began with small home games. Then
Grash, you have to remember it all started with Sports Plus showing WPT.
Yeah, exactly.
Monumental event.
Yeah, we first I think we all first saw poker over Sports Plus with World Poker Tour Season 1, I think.
Yeah, Vince Van Patten and Max Sexton.
And Sean Hayek.
Oh, yeah. Can't forget Sean Hayek.
Sean Hayek.
And then the home games, of course. We can't leave the home games.
Yeah. I think it all began with the home games.
Yeah.
When we started to experiment with what we see.
Pretend to be pro poker players who know what they're doing, but in fact, we really had no idea what we were doing.
At that time?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Until, you know, the book started coming up and we really wanted to study the game and get better.
No, let me ask you a question, Fielder.
Yeah.
What made you decide to really take the game seriously?
I don't know. It's like a uncharted territory, you know. No, nobody's ever done this in this country before. So, you know, it's nice to be a pioneer of something. You know, to start something big, something new. You know? How about you, Fish?
I really didn't like poker in the beginning.
You didn't?
I didn't, because poker was, didn't appeal that much to me until I saw the WPT shows on TV. For me, the psychological aspect, the psychological warfare of the game really appealed to me. That's why I'm playing poker right now.
So you think that you can, by studying poker players, you know, we can study, you know, normal people, regular people in your everyday life. Could you apply that in your...
Somewhat, yeah. With some skills that you can hone at the poker table, I think it's really applicable in one's life. It all depends. It's all situational. Nothing's for sure in the poker table. That's one thing that you should remember.
Basically, I'm just a really competitive guy. So anything that I can play against someone, I'm in.
Again, let's look back to 2005 and see what transpired and how a good year it was for poker here in the Philippines.
So, 2005 was... It's a great year. It was a great year.
Great poker year.
It's like the beginning. Just the beginning.
It all started with what? After the house games, there was this one tournament where we all met up, right?
Yeah, I think it was a Bel Air Classic organized by the FAPA group.
Yeah, the FAPA boys.
Very good tourney, very good.
Yeah, I remember feeling like a...
I think Fish, Tilder, you were the only one wearing shades in that tournament.
Yeah, I think, you know, people got intimidated with me wearing shades. Yeah. But, you know, it was just an act.
Yeah. And then next was the rooftop invite.
Yeah.
In Alabang.
Yeah. I didn't get the chance to play
there. Yeah, I wasn't there. But were you
yeah, there? I was there. I didn't play. I was just at the cash games, you know, together with the beach.
Scouting people out.
Not really. I didn't have that much time to play in the tourney. But it was a good one. I was there. And the next was the One Beverly tournament in Green Hills.
Yeah, so what happened there? I wasn't there either.
Seems like I'm nowhere.
How can I call myself a poker addict if I can't, you know, if I'm not in the tournaments? But, you know, what happened there?
Well, to sum it all up, One Beverly Place was, I thought it was one of the best tourneys, but I was wrong because there were a lot of tourneys after that, including...
The one in Skyland.
The one in Skyland, yes.
Yeah, I performed horribly in that tournament.
Yes, we all remember.
We all remember
that. Yeah, yeah, I finished that. Yeah.
What? You were the first
one out? I was the first one out. Yeah, so what?
Yes.
So what?
Yeah, you're a competitive guy.
Yeah. Yeah,
because you were being pretentious. Anyway,
No, I was out to get the popcorn.
What was after the Skyland tourney?
I don't know.
Mango Cup? Was it the Mango Cup?
I think it was, yeah.
Was it the Mango Cup? Yes, it was the Mango Cup.
I think it was, yeah.
Yes, the Mango Cup was the tourney in Alabang that
it was supposed to happen in the...
You backed out, the board. Yeah. The board of directors backed out last minute, and then it was at the...
It was held at...
A friend's place.
Yeah, Mr. Alabang. Stemeyer.
Mr. Ace.
Yes, Stemeyer.
Don't call him Ace. Alain Stemeyer.
Okay, the Mango Cup had, if I can remember, 106 players with a pot that reached up to 110,000 or 107,000 pesos. Oh no, that was for the first place.
Yeah, that's unprecedented during that time.
Yeah, during that time, it was, I think, one of the biggest tournaments in...
Yes, in the metro.
If not the biggest tournament in the metro at that time. But I think we're forgetting about a very good thing that happened when some of the people that we know opened up a state of mind called the BBC.
Because what happened during those fun times was all poker
it was
players.
Like Christmas every day.
Yeah.
You have a poker game every single
night. A lot of poker players would just come by, play some cards, throw some chips,
have fun, have a lot of laughs. You didn't have to text people, telling them we have a game tonight. Or you can just go anytime you want. So,
I think that was a place where I really lost most of my money.
Yeah. I lost my education, my money, and my mind in that place. So
it must have been a really, really special place.
Yes, it was.
And Tilter lost his virginity there.
Yeah. It's where everybody knows your name.
Yes. And next was the...
My hate mail. I think I was the very first one to get a hate mail.
You're the first poker player to ever get...
Filipino poker player
to ever get hate mail.
Hate mail.
Yes.
What a feat.
So, if you're still listening out there, the challenge is still up. So, if you want to, you know, sell this the right way...
Come on, Mike, tell us something about what happened. I mean, what?
I don't know.
Happened?
I don't know. We have to give a background to what happened. Because for all of you who don't know, we have a poker blog. A blog dedicated to poker.
Yeah.
It's you can visit it
at
pinoyrounders.blogspot.com. Weekly, we're contributing...
number of posts.
Yeah. Articles, if you wish. To that blog.
To our three readers.
Yeah. Then,
three special readers.
For some reason, one day, I got a comment.
Anonymous.
Anonymous, no. Yeah, it was an anonymous hate comment from someone named Pretentious Mike. Pretentious Mike. Apparently, he was trying to say that I'm being pretentious. So,
are you pretentious, Grouch?
I don't know. Am I?
I don't know. Are all poker players pretentious?
How about it's a new year? Enough of what happened last year. How about what's going to happen on this year in 2006? What's in store? I guess we need to refer to our good friend Tito Nick.
Yeah.
For some info on.
Hi, Tito Nick.
Hello, Tito Nick. We know you're listening. How about poker in 2006? What's going to happen?
I think we'll be having gaming convention in Feb.
Yes, it's going to be a big one.
Some of the international poker pros will be coming over our shores and showing us how to do the way.
But let's not get too excited about that. Because what's coming in 2006 is...
The World Poker Tour Philippines.
Yes, World Poker Tour Philippines.
That's going to be a really, really big one.
There's going to be four events for next year. Oh, for this year, rather. It's going to be four events hosted by the WPT Philippines.
And it'll be aired over ABS-CBN, I think. I don't know.
Are they working together with Sports Plus?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. But right now, I don't know if it's Channel 2 or Studio 23.
But I think Sports Plus will be airing the Ray-Ban Celebrity Poker Showdown.
Yeah, and I think they'll be continuing with a San Miguel Poker Bar Tour.
Yeah, so how about and the other WPT shows, Celebrity Poker Showdown, and the Party Poker.
No, the shows, Party Poker.
Yeah, Party Poker shows.
Yeah, it's being aired by Sports Plus. So,
but you know what I'm really looking forward to this year.
What is it? I know.
All right.
The cash games in the casino.
No. Somewhat. If I had the role, yes.
Wait. Let me guess. Shanna Hyatt coming to the Philippines?
No, she's out of the WPT.
She's out of
WPT? Yeah, I think they got a new girl. I think, but I'm not sure. So
I think they got
again, the pressure. I might be just being pretentious. So
anyway,
I think you forget the bookie.
So what? You guys don't know?
No.
I'm really looking forward to this year. It is the online poker scene here in the Philippines.
Oh, yeah. Well, we all know how addicted Filipinos are to playing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. That's where it all began. Online poker. Online poker for free. Free practice games. Free ring games. Free sit-and-go tournaments. Free multi-table tournaments.
I think it's not only here that, you know, it's also one of the big, you know, factors that, you know, help spread poker all over the world. You know, anybody can play it from.
But I'm really excited for the online gaming, for the online poker here in the Philippines, especially what I've been hearing good stuff about a company or a group.
I think it's FBA Poker.
FBA Poker. Should we say the whole name?
I think FBA Poker is trying to come up with a system or a way to be accessible to the Filipino market.
It's going to be very big, very big when that happens. Yes, and we're hoping to to get some more support from
the FBA Poker. Right now, I'm wearing the shirt. So
yes, the garage is currently wearing the white polo shirt given by FBA Poker during the
airport casino tournament.
Yes,
airport casino. I wore the shirt.
Well, as of now, we still don't have any sponsors. So for anybody listening out there, while we're still cheap,
I think
sponsor us
if you have want to have your product or company. I don't know. Just give us some money.
It's for our roles. Yeah. Remember, it's for our roles.
Yeah. We're kids.
Anyway, how about we can go to our segment of our show. Heads Up.
It's called Heads Up.
Heads Up.
All right.
Heads Up. It's Heads Up is a hand analysis segment of our show, and we'll tell you about difference about two hands and how they'll.
Yeah, it's basically we're gonna pick two different hands, then we're trying to discuss which hand is better. Basically,
yes. We're putting two hands up against one another, and we'll see who's really on top. Who's really
Okay, let's get to it.
So, our heads up this week is between Ace King and Pocket Queens.
Ace King suited?
I don't know.
Okay, Ace King suited and Pocket Queens with different suits. Different suits from Ace King.
Of course, you can.
No. Different suits from the Ace King. From the Ace King.
Ace King off suit.
Ace King suited.
Suited or off suit?
Ace King suited.
Ace King suited. Ace King suited. Ace King suited against Queens. Pocket Queens.
Yeah.
Ladies.
Personally, I'll pick the Ace King.
Ace King over the Queens.
Yes, any day.
Any day.
Any day.
But Queens, for me, they're already in the lead, man. The odds are with the Queens.
But
I guess we need to put the exact percentage on how the Ace King would
fare against
the Pocket Queens. Okay, wait. To all our listeners out there, we just want you to know about the poker odds percentage that you can easily get online. You can get two hands and you can compare the odds from using a poker odds calculator, and you can calculate the percentage on how.
Yeah, you can log on to cardplayer.com.
Yeah, or Poker Stove, or
you can use programs such as Poker Stove or anything. You can just search poker odds calculator anywhere on the net, and that's it.
Google it.
Google.
Yeah, Google it.
Okay, so the ace king
is 46.2%. The queens are 53.8%. So the queens are leading.
Yeah, they are leading. I never deny that they're leading, and I also never deny that they're a good hand. It's a good hand, but for me, that's the main drawback of having a pocket pair. Is that
a made hand?
Yeah, it's already a made hand. The only chance of you improving your hand is by
getting another
hitting the set.
Or landing a pair on the flop, or a pair.
Yes.
Pairing something on the board.
Which gives you a two outer if you want to hit the set. Unlike the ace king suited, I don't know how many outs you have, but there are a lot. You can land a flush.
There's three aces, three kings, that's six. Plus the spade draw, or the suit draw, rather.
11 spades out there. You have to consider that the queens could not be one queen is not a spade, so you still have around 11 spades out there.
Yeah, so I think 11 spades plus the
11 spades.
11 spades, yeah.
Yeah, 11 spades. Okay.
11 spades plus the three aces and the three kings.
So that's
17.
17 outs.
17 outs. Oh. Compared to
like a two outer.
Let me give you guys a scenario. How about, I guess what the heads up segment of our show really boils down to is how you can play this hand and how it will be favorable
for you
to win that specific hand on that situation.
All right. Let me give you my two cents. I see a lot of players playing ace king like pocket aces or pocket kings.
Playing in deck made hands.
Yeah, I think it's a good way to play it, but you should know how to let go of the hand, because every time you play the big slick, or otherwise known as the ace king, you're trying to hit the ace or the king flop. So if you don't hit it, then your opponent goes all in or bets hard on you. You should learn how to fold it.
Well, for me, it's, you know, it depends on what position you are. You know, sometimes you got the made hand, but you're in a lousy position, like really position. And sometimes you don't want, you know, raising it too high. People will just fold. And, you know, I think I'll still stick to the queens, because as I said, it's a made hand and you're leading. And once you're there, you're there. But again, it depends on your position, because sometimes, you know, shit happens, and, you know, it could get a bad beat because, you know, you played it wrong, you played it weak, and somebody just, you know, might have limped in and made another bad beat against you.
Okay, for ace king and queen queen, pocket queens, in my opinion, I think that I'd rather play these two hands. For me, an all-in situation, it's easy for me to fold these two hands in an all-in situation. Except when I'm short stacked and I have no place to go. That's the time I move in with all my chips with these two hands, of course. But for me, it doesn't matter what the percentages are. It doesn't matter what I'm leading, if I have a draw or not, if I hit or if I don't hit, as long as I play these hands, the flop, the turn, and until to the river, until the showdown, because for me, I can get more information on what my opponent has, and I think that's how you should play it. I think you need to play these hands, regardless of one is leading in percentages.
Yeah, or if you have a better position than the other guy. Basically, for me, bottom line is you should learn how to play these hands correctly. Then the main key is play them strong. Then you should also learn how to accept defeat. When you have pocket queens, then you see an ace out there. Accept defeat.
How many times have you heard someone say after, you know, getting beat, you're getting your queens crack or your ace king crack, you know? I mean, you can just, you know, rant all day about it, but, you know, bottom line is you played it wrong. You played it weak. You let someone else limp in and beat you.
Let it be clear that ace king is a drawing hand. It's a drawing hand.
I guess to sum it all up, all I can say is I was I think I was incorrect with my statement a while ago. I think yes, it's a must play to play these two hands. But the best thing about it is you should know when to fold these two hands.
Yes, exactly.
That's the best way on how you should go through with big hands such as ace king, pocket aces, pocket kings, pocket queens, pocket jacks, pocket tens, and so on. The big pocket pairs. Big drawing hands, like ace king suited and ace queen suited. I think the best way to play these hands is you should know when to fold these hands. Grouch was right and Tilter was right when they said that you should raise it at a reasonable amount so that you can thin the field and at the same time you can
giving yourself a bigger chance of staying down the
pot. Yes, exactly.
So that's it for your weekly dose of heads up. Usually this is the part of the radio program or podcast program where the DJ or the one who's speaking takes a short break and plugs in a commercial break, you know, income generating stuff.
Yeah.
But right now we don't have any. So if you wanna
make a shout out or just plug in any advertisements you want, you know, just you can reach us
via email
uberradiomanila@yahoo.com.
Alright, or you can
Yahoo Messenger.
Oh yeah, Yahoo Messenger
will be online.
Uber Radio Manila. Yeah. Then we have our blog, the pinoyrounders.blogspot.com and Uber Radio.
How about Friendster?
.blogspot.com. Yeah, we have a Friendster account. I think it's camphold'em@yahoo.com.
camphold'em@yahoo.com.ph. And then for all you guys out there,
you know, if you wanna to access our show, you can just subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Hey, it's Pretentious Mike. I mean, we have a special guest today. It's Pretentious Mike.
Hey guys.
Hey Pretentious Mike, what's up?
Hey Pretentious Mike.
You know, I just played the game, you know, took down the game.
Really? So what happened? Can you tell us what happened during, was it a ring game or a sit and go?
No, it was a ring game, you know.
I think you're really good at ring games, huh?
Yeah, I'm a ring game specialist, you know. Like, there was this guy who was a real fish. Unbelievable.
And then, what did you do to him or her?
Well, it took me 3 rebuys to get his money, but nonetheless, I get his money.
Well, tell us, Pretentious Mike, how good are you, really?
No, I think, let me tell you a story, you know. Guys, this guy was holding pocket queens, you know? Pocket queens. And you know what I had?
What did you have?
2-4 offsuit.
2-4 offsuit.
2-4 offsuit.
So, was that an all-in situation or what? Was that, tell us about it.
No, I actually saw his ear moving. I saw his ear moving.
His earlobe.
I saw it moving. So I went all in.
You had a really good tell on it.
I'm the best.
So you're saying the guy showed you his hand after?
Yeah, he was so disgusted. He showed me pocket queens. Then I told him, soccer, I only had deuce 4.
Damn, Pretentious Mike, you should teach us how to play poker sometime.
Wait for my book. I'm writing a book.
Pretentious Mike, how good are you, really? Tell us.
I don't know, actually. Because, you know, I don't want to say that I'm the best, but I am. But I don't want to say it.
But I think Pretentious Mike, you just said it through our podcast right now. You're really good. But I think it's no doubt that you are really one of the
players in the poker.
Yes, I am.
So what's next for you, Pretentious Mike? Now that you're seeing How about wait?
Hey,
how
Josh,
about
you haven't said a
2005 for you? Wait. Pretentious Mike. So 2005, Pretentious Mike. How well did you do?
Grouch, are you in awe of Pretentious Mike?
Yeah, I'm just speechless, you know. Really speechless.
Where's the grouch?
Yes, no. Pretentious Mike is really good.
Yeah. Have you gone up against him heads up or anything? Have you seen how good he is?
Yeah, I think the grouch saw me play. He saw me play. Yeah. I saw him play. He's really good. Like he made the guy fold his pocket aces with his 7-4. Yes, you remember it, the grouch, huh? Very good memory. Yes, Pretentious Mike.
Wait, Pretentious Mike. You were saying that somebody just started this anonymous hate mail against you. So how about the challenge? Is it still up for grudge or?
Yeah, I thought Pretentious Mike posted that.
I had a grudge with the grouch.
You have a grudge against a grouch, right?
Yes, exactly.
What made you?
Why did you do that in the first place, Pretentious Mike?
Actually, I had no idea. But you know, as they say, shit happens. So there you go.
So what did Grouch beat you on the hand or what? I mean, are you just you know?
Oh wait. Let me ask you this, Pretentious Mike. So how about you and the Grouch play heads up one time live on Ubi Radio?
Yeah, we can. Go blow by blow and tell you every single, you know, every ear twitch or every, you know.
Guys, I don't think I have a chance against Pretentious Mike.
You don't?
I don't. I honestly don't. Why not the Grouch? Oh, you're good, man. You're really good. Unbelievable. Right.
So, Grouch, you don't have any grudge against Pretentious Mike?
I can see that he's the best. He's the best out there.
So, what's... Bygones, let bygones be bygones. It's a new year, right?
Guys, I have to go. I have to get someone's money out elsewhere. So, I leave you guys. See you. Bye.
Alright, bye, Pretentious Mike.
Later, Pretentious Mike. Hope to see you soon again. See you soon. Bye, Mike.
Bye.
Ladies and gents, that was the great, the one and only Pretentious Mike. You can hope to see him again on our show.
Next week.
Maybe next week. If we don't have a guest, we can invite Pretentious Mike over again.
Yeah. He's a real character, you know. He's just really, really good. That's all I can say.
He's a god. So
that wraps up the show for today.
Today. So if you wanna reach us, you can reach us at uberradio.blogspot.com. You can download the instructions is all in the blog, in our blog, Uber Radio.
Again, it's uberradio.blogspot.com. So, if you have any suggestions about the show, you want us to...
You want to post hate mail.
Yeah. So
comments or violent reactions.
And if you want to...
But please, pardon Pretentious Mike. He's just, you know... Yeah.
If you want us to invite a special someone like Mafioso 21 or...
Yeah, Mafioso. I haven't seen him in a while.
Or Tito Nick. Or our fallen comrade, Goma, I know you're out there. Get well soon.
Get well soon, Goma.
Listen to the podcast.
Yeah, it'll make you feel better.
Again, they call me the Grouch.
I am Tipsy Tilter.
And I am Fish. Thanks for listening to Uber Radio, your instant relief for bad beats. Brought to you by Camp Holden.